For Lyman Ag Supply in Lyman, Iowa, and the Family Vision Center here in Atlantic, this is Bob Evensee along with Grant Jelly, the conservation officer for Cass and Adair County, on this morning's Conservation Report. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning, sir.
Grant, the DNR has a good idea, and they have a promotion going called Let's Go Hunting.
Yeah, it's kind of a program that they're starting to promote now, and, you know, really this is something that we as sportsmen should have been promoting for years and years, and a lot of people do, but basically the idea behind the Let's Go Hunting campaign is we're encouraging current hunters to recruit new hunters to go out there with them, whether it's a child, a co-worker, a boyfriend, girlfriend, you name it. If it's somebody who doesn't have a whole lot of exposure or experience, or maybe even just the outlet to go hunting, we encourage those hunters who are already out there and doing their thing to take somebody with them, because as you know, hunting is it's a sport that we're starting to at times lose numbers, and we don't want that, because it's really important to the sport and the tradition to keep newcomers coming into this sport. And hopefully this Let's Go Hunting campaign will get some new people recruited. They can maybe try out hunting. If they like it, great. They can continue to do it and maybe venture out on their own. Or if they decide maybe it's not for them, then that's okay too. But we have a pretty good idea that once they try it, they're going to like it and continue to go on. So, and, you know, if you're a new hunter and you're thinking, well, I haven't had the proper training, or I haven't had hunter education or anything like that, you know, there's some ways that you can go about it too, that we still have the apprentice hunting license that's available for people. And as long as they're hunting with a properly licensed adult, they can hunt on this apprentice license for two times throughout their lifetime. So there are ways to get involved. So we just encourage, you know, there's a lot of groups out there who have youth events or women's programs and things like that. And it's always good to see somebody new out there for the first time, and even better when they've got their first deer or turkey in front of them.
Yeah. A lot of the gals are starting to get into hunting and wanting to learn about it, and maybe they need some encouragement. I probably wouldn't recommend you take your neighbor's wife, but other female hunters or friends or whatever, they need to get out. So good all-around program. Talk about Let's Go Hunting. There, just about anything you want to hunt in Iowa is open right now. Let's start it out with pheasant, quail, and dove. Not quite on yet on the pheasants, but coming shortly.
Yeah, we've got a busy weekend here. It's youth pheasant season this weekend. So that's October 21st and 22nd here in Iowa. And again, another perfect opportunity to introduce somebody new to the sport. I don't think the weather's going to cooperate today, but hopefully on Sunday they've got good weather conditions to get out there and hunt. I just wanted to remind people that during the youth portion, instead of the daily bag limit on rooster pheasants being three, it's only one. So the young hunters can harvest one pheasant. Again, this is going to be for those young hunters under the age 15 and under, basically. And they need to be out there with a properly licensed adult who has a current hunting and habitat license, if they're going to be assisting that youth. So that's just one of the seasons. And then, of course, this is the final weekend of the early muzzleloader portion of deer season as well. So we may see, you may drive down the road and see a guy with what looks like a rifle in orange, and may kind of wonder what the heck's going on there, but it's okay. It's, again, it's early muzzleloader season, and another good reminder that those guys and gals need to have on hunter orange when they take to the field, just like the youth pheasant hunters will as well. And then another popular season that opens up this weekend is the waterfowl seasons. So here in the southern zone, we've got duck and goose season is opening up, and it runs for the duck portion. It'll run from October 21st through December 14th. And then as far as the dark geese go, it'll run from October 21st through January 15th. So, like you said, squirrel rabbit season is still open, and dove season is still open as well. We don't see many people hunting doves this time of the year, but there's a variety of things that you can choose to occupy your time, and woodcock season's open too. We never talk about the,
no, we
the lowly woodcock, but their season is open from October 7th through November 20th.
We're just a hair too far west for woodcock along the Missouri bottoms. I think they get some pretty good action.
You betcha.
And I think I've only seen one woodcock in the wild, and it jumped up in front of me, and I thought, what in the world is that? And it flew away on me because I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, they're a neat bird. And when I lived in Missouri, we would have them in the spring. They do some pretty neat mating rituals, and we had a field there in front of the house, and on those cool nights, boy, you could hear the males doing their thing and see them flying around in circles, and they almost look like they're injured, but they're just trying to impress a girl. So they're a neat little bird.
Yeah. So the dove, the reason I guess we're talking about that is it to be an incidental take, but it's okay at the rest of the month to pick one of those off. What is the I haven't seen any of the flights on yet, and I don't know whether anything has moved south as far as duck and geese are concerned.
No, not seeing a whole lot. You know, the best part about the early season is you're going to get some of your local birds that you're going to have pretty good success with. Wood ducks are going to be probably one of the main species that you may see out there on the marshes or in a flooded timber and slough type area. Those can be, you know, real fun to shoot this time of the year. And I have heard some reports from up near Bays Branch in Guthrie County that they're starting to pick up a lot of pintails, widgeons. There's some mallards up there as well. So some of those early migrants like the teal and shovelers are still going to be around. But, you know, as the season progresses and it gets a little bit cooler, we're going to start to see some of those other ducks show up as well.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to see the local geese flying around to get kind of a little action going on them. And
you
they're
bet.
They're bunched up pretty good. So things look pretty good.
It does, yep. I wanted to just kind of throw out a reminder. In Cass County, they're having we had a Pheasants Forever youth hunt scheduled for today. Still not certain if that's going to take place. I have a feeling that it's probably going to be postponed due to the weather. But stay tuned for that. I'll have some more information on that as we decide on another later date. But that's one of those things where I'd like to see as many kids participate in that as we can because, you know, it's a lot of fun. They have everybody should get some shooting action, and we'll shoot some clay birds and eat lunch and all that stuff. So it'll be a good program for them.
You bet. Excellent program. We've got fall turkey season going. That's a little different deal. You don't hunt them like you do in the spring. It takes a little expertise in a different way.
It does, yeah. You know, there's probably we don't sell nearly as many fall season tags as we do spring turkey season tags. But it can be a lot of fun, you know, turkeys are completely different birds behavior-wise in the spring and the fall. You're not going to hear, you may hear some gobbling, but it's pretty rare in the fall. So obviously in the spring, there's a lot of gobbling going on. There's a lot of gobblers searching out females. And then in the fall, things kind of take a different swing. Birds kind of get into these big winter flocks. You may see a group of all gobblers, and you may see a group of jakes, a group of hens, or kind of a mixture of all of those, but they tend to flock up this time of the year, so they can be fun and challenging to hunt. If you can scatter that flock, it can be a lot of, you know, pretty intense action because they are kind of like quail. They call back to each other a lot, and they want to get back into the safety of that flock, so you can have some success doing that. But the archery season is open. It's kind of runs the same time as the archery season does for deer, so archery turkey is open as we speak, and the combination gun bow season is also open. It's opened up October 16th, and it runs through the 1st of December. So there are some turkey options out there for you. You want to make sure that you pick up, obviously, your fall turkey tags before you head out to the woods. And, again, it can be kind of a neat and challenging season, and it's one that we see a few folks participate in, but, again, it doesn't have the amount of hunters as the spring season does.
Right. Turkey hunting has the same reporting requirements as deer, does it not?
It does. Well, I got you trained well. I like that.
You're getting to me. Yeah.
Yep. Those turkeys and deer obviously have to be reported by midnight the day after the harvest. So, again, that's really, really important information for us. I think a lot of people have been doing a fairly good job on reporting deer, and we hope that continues. But you know, that's something that it's not optional. It's something that you need to take the time and do. You got different ways to do it. You can call that number that's on your tag. You can go online. So there's several options on how to do it, and everything you need to know is right there on your tag, so there shouldn't be too many excuses for that.
You bet. It's not a case of somebody prying into your own private business. It's a tool to use for management of the flocks.
It's very, very valuable information for deer and turkey hunters. You bet.
We've talked quite a bit about deer stands and people being careful about what they do in them, and it's not getting through to some people. We had an unfortunate guy fell out of a tree this past week.
Yeah, we did, and unfortunately that's something that I think we talk about this quite a bit on the show. We have more tree stand injuries than we do firearms related incidents by far each year, and I think that some people are starting to really be good about wearing a safety harness when they get into the tree stand, and there's so many options and models that are designed for hunter nowadays that they're comfortable. I remember when I was a kid, the harness that my dad, it looked like I was trapped in a spider web. I had straps going all over, and it took me longer to get into my harness than it did to walk out to my hunting spot. But nowadays they've got these vests that I've got one. You basically put it on, you zip it up, two clicks later around your legs, and you're good to go. So there's a lot of different ways you can safely hunt out of a tree stand nowadays. And in this case here where the guy was up there in his tree stand, he didn't have a harness on or didn't have it on yet, and the cables on his tree stand actually broke. So that's another good reminder that even though you may be wearing a harness, a lot of these deer stands that people hunt out of, they put them up and they leave them there year after year, which is fine. However, before I crawl up into one, you need to make sure that the cables are good on them. You want to make sure that your straps that go around the tree haven't been chewed up by a squirrel or haven't dry rotted due to the elements over the years. And take some time and look at that stuff. And if you don't, you can end up a statistic, and we don't want that to happen. So we want people to be safe while they're out there. And I'm sure that this guy's living proof that it's not fun and it's not an enjoyable experience. So make sure you've got those safety harnesses on. They do save lives.
You bet. We're about out of time, but you can carry a handgun when you're hunting deer, and with archery even now, but just because it's legal to carry a handgun, you still got to have your
concealed
carry permit.
Yep, so that's correct.
Forget to get that.
Something that they've allowed this year as well. So, yep, there's always changes in the law, and that's why it's important to pick up a manual and go over it, and if you got questions, why, that's what we're here for.
Pretty good idea for them not to shoot a deer with a handgun.
Might
unless
get you
it's
in trouble.
That handgun season. That's the last muzzleloader season, isn't it, when
yes,
you can do that?
That's so, correct. Yep, or during the shotgun season. So, yep.
You'd be a little nonplussed if you were probing a deer and you found a little chunk of lead in that arrow wound.
I've had a few guys try to pass that off before, and I always ask them what kind of arrowhead they use, if it was one of those exploding ones or what, but they kind of scratch their head and know the gig's up then. But yeah, it's unfortunate the way some people try to cheat the system sometimes.
Okay. Take somebody hunting and hunt safe.
You bet. That's good advice.
You bet. For Lyman Ag Supply and the Family Vision Center in downtown Atlanta, this has been Bob Bevensy along with Grant Jelly, the conservation officer for Cass-Nadir Counties, on this morning's Conservation Report.